With the boom of the e-learning industry, right now we are seeing the big talk of the town is learning management systems, or in other words, LMS. What is the best LMS? Is it Teachable? Is it Thinkific? Is it Podia, Kajabi, Teachery, Ruzuku, Zippy Courses, LearnDash? And every day there is something new that's always coming out. Okay, and in this podcast, I want to go a little bit deeper into Teachable as a platform because that's what I've been using. And I'm going to go through at least 10 to 15 different features that I use, which I found very, very useful with my community right now, which has, at this point when I'm recording this podcast, it's over 33,000 students who are learning inside my Teachable platform. So let's get in and learn more about Teachable. Hey there, Sids here. Welcome back to this podcast. And I'm really excited to share with you some stuff that I've been noting down when it comes to this particular platform that I've been using for a while called Teachable.com. Now, what is Teachable.com? It is a learning management system. And there are many other systems out there, like there's Udemy, there's Thinkific, there's Podia, Kajabi, Teachery, Ruzuku, R-U-Z-U-K-U, then there's Zippy Courses, LearnDash. And like I mentioned earlier, there are many other courses that are, many other learning management systems that are actually coming out in the market. But I have personally chosen Teachable for a few reasons. I'm going to be sharing that with you. Mainly because they have been around for the longest time. They've been very focused on perfecting their platform as a learning management system. Their whole customer support and the way that they've been able to, they've been evolving over the years has been amazing. And they've got, I think, the largest user base of LMS users on their system. Like the largest user base of course creators on the planet on Teachable. And of course, each one has their preference and choice. And whatever names that I've mentioned of the other platforms, most of them pretty much have the same features. Cosmetically, they may differ slightly. Features-wise, they may differ slightly, but most of them have the same features. So before I get into this podcast, I want to tell you that whatever you pick, that's fine. As long as you are able to use that comfortably and you're able to really, use it to the maximum potential. See, as a course creator, what you need to be looking for is something that you can easily, you're easy to manage. You're able to do it at a much faster pace in terms of loading courses and loading systems. And also in terms of the pricing and everything else, if you can quickly come up with coupon codes and create offers and if it has a marketing features. And more importantly, if the video streaming and the accessibility is smooth, the login and the passwords and all of that stuff, that's what really matters. So most of these platforms do have all of the features that I mentioned. But here are some of the points that I really loved about Teachable. Okay, so just take notes. The first, let's look at the pricing. So they have like the basic pricing starting. They have a free version of Teachable. If you go and check it out on their website. If you want to go check it out, you can just go to sids.co, sids.co/teachable. That's my affiliate link. You can go and check it out over there. And they have like a monthly option starting from $39 per month and going up to $119 per month. And they have like a business plan, just $299 per month. And they've got like other enterprise editions if you want to like get in touch with them, contact them and things like that. So for the basic $39 per month, what all do you get? You get unlimited students. They take a 5% transaction fee if you're connecting, if you're going to collect payments directly on Teachable. You can have any number of courses and products. Right now, Teachable have also introduced something called the coaching product. You can have a courses and you can also have coaching built into it, which is what I really like about it. Especially if you're a knowledge giver, you need to have both the types of income streams. So you can track that separately. They have an option where you can have up to 2 admin level users at the basic level. Their basic product support and they have the course creation training, custom domain, coupon codes, drip course. And it has all those options in the basic version itself, which is called the basic version of the product. Right now, I'm on the pro level, which is more suited for my needs. So the additional things that are there in this is I can have up to 5 admin level users who can use this. But at the pro level, I have the option to add graded quizzes. I can have advanced reports. I can have an unbranded website, which means I can completely remove the Teachable branding and the Teachable checkout pages and so on. It'll all be custom mapped to my domain. Custom domain mapping can happen even in the basic version. But on this version, you can completely remove the Teachable logo itself. In the pro level, you can issue course completion certificates, course compliances, and it also has a fully integrated affiliate marketing engine built into this platform itself at the pro level. So for $119 per month, it's amazing for the value that I'm getting out of this platform. It's really good. And even the video streaming is happening through Wistia. So the streaming quality is excellent. I've not had any issues with my students, like over 33,000 students going through it. Now, none of them have come back to say that the video is stuck, they're not able to get access. So that's what I really look out for learning management system, because this is like the main mothership of my business, right? And if this is not working, then there's no business. So it's very important for you to pick something, again, not purely based on pricing or anything, but based on the stability and how robust it is. Okay. Now on the business level, they have they have a $299 per month business package as well, and they have like instant payout options. You can have up to 20 admin users. You can manually import students. You can also do like bulk student enrollments. So if you're looking at like a large university, or if you're an institution when you want to import like thousands of students at one go, then the $299 per month version would be the better option to go with. Yeah. So what I want to now do is look at some of the other aspects of Teachable. Okay, I spoke about pricing right now, but let's look at performance. What I liked about Teachable is that its whole, speed of the way that it loads. You know, right from as an admin, when I log into the platform, when I look at my dashboards, if I have to go into a course, if I have to load some new videos, add a new section, upload documents, it's extremely fast. So I'm really impressed with the performance of the platform. And I've compared this with many other learning management systems, and I really like Teachable because of the simplicity, which is this next point, which is the ease of use. Navigation is easy. The way that things work are also easy. The other thing what I like about Teachable is its security features. So they've got some really good SSL security, even though I've mapped this to my custom domain. The way that it integrates with Cloudflare, and there's a few other tutorials that they've given on the mapping. So it's secure, because there's a lot of malware attacks and all that stuff that happens. They have a great customer support. But if there's anything, any issue or any links that break or do not go through, I get an instant notification, and they're able to fix that issue really fast. Now, what else I like about Teachable is its marketing features. So they have, you can add coupon codes, you can actually design your custom landing pages for your courses, you can add different kinds of blocks, you can add like testimonials of your students, adding pictures, also the basic view of your curriculum. This also has an option where whatever bonuses that you're going to be bundling into your particular course, the default page can, it actually totals up all of that. It gives a total value of the bundle and the actual offer. So it gives a lot of these features from a marketing perspective. You can build a very nice landing page for your course, for people to directly go there and buy your course. That's one option that Teachable has. And even in the checkout page. So when people come to buy a course, they come to a checkout page to pick it up. Now on the checkout page, you can do a whole bunch of customization in terms of bullet points. You can add pictures and testimonials of students, and whatever offer, discount code, the money back guarantee, badges, and they've got everything. They've actually kept in mind on how cool the user experience needs to be, especially at the point of where the transaction happens. So that is another thing which I liked about Teachable, the marketing features. So coupons, marketing features. Next, let me get into data analytics. Like right now on the plan which I am on, which is a pro plan, I'm not even on the full-fledged business plan, but I get some really good analytics on my each of the courses. And for example, I can have a look at what is my course completion percentage level, how many enrollments have happened in that particular course. I can look at stuff like leaderboards, like how many people are actually completing the course. I can look at quiz scores, video engagement. So every single video of that particular course, I will be able to check and see if people are watching that full video or not. And if there are any drop-off points where the students are not completing the course, maybe I can go and look at what did I say in that video that's making a lot of people drop out at that point, and I can maybe replace that video with something else. So it gives a lot more features and advanced features in terms of reporting and analytics in the pro version. Yeah. And that's why I like it. I can even go into student records. I can go into each and every student, find out exactly what is their enrollment progress, like how many courses have they watched, at what date did they, buy the course, and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's got like really, really cool features when it comes to reporting if you go deep into it. Okay. Other thing I like about Teachable, which is the customization features. So I can customize my entire domain starting at the front. I can basically customize this, custom map it to my domain. So you can either have it on yourdomain.com or like subdomain.yourdomain.com. You can even have a subdomain version. So I can replace my logos. I can change the font. They've got only around maybe 7 or 8, not 7, maybe 10 to 11 fonts that you can choose from. Then, of course, colors can be customized to whatever colors that you want. Your navigational bar, your button links, your headings, your course page headings, your body text, video player. All of that can be customized to the brand flavor that you're looking for. Yeah. And they also have some other custom text. If you want to like completely rename some of the aspects of your course. So if in case you want to, you know, replace the word sign up with start learning as a call to action button, you can actually replace that at a custom text level in Teachable, where whatever call to actions, whatever terminologies that you're using, you can customize every single terminology on the platform to suit your industry and to suit your industry. They've got a whole bunch of other stuff like code snippets. So if you want to add like custom tracking codes on your homepage, on your landing page, on your thank you page, on the checkout pages, you can add a lot of code over there. So for example, when anyone is logged into my Teachable platform, I actually have a whole bunch of, I've got a separate chat bot that works only for my members who are logged in. And I have another, so when people are logged out, they won't be able to see that. So that way I can have like different kinds of codes and snippets and tracking parameters that I can add based on whether somebody is, I can either have it site-wide or I can have it based on their log, whether they're logged in or logged out. So here are some of the features. And one thing I want to mention is in case you have multiple Teachable accounts, like multiple Teachable schools, you can even have a single login for that. So if you have like, you can create a main school account and you can have multiple sub schools under each. Even from that perspective, I really like Teachable as compared to many of the other platforms out there. Besides that, pricing is good. Sales is good. Sales reports are great. And even the dashboard is very simplistic, easy to view. And though I collect most of my payments from the Indian payment gateway processors, and then I give login access to everyone using Zapier, that's also a feature. Now, something, if you want to integrate with Indian payment gateways and bring Teachable in, you'll have to have the pro account. You cannot go with the $39 per month account. You'll have to go for the second account. Only then the integrations will happen. Now, besides this, Teachable also integrates with other platforms. For example, you can add your Facebook pixel directly into the Teachable school. You can directly integrate with ConvertKit. You can put in your Google Analytics code. If you want to bring in your other tools from Sumo Me, like AppSumo, you can bring that in. They have an integration with MailChimp and Zapier. So there's a lot of integrations that you can do to really bring out the best out of your particular school. Okay. So overall, this is what I wanted to share. In this podcast, I want to mention that after trying and testing various different LMS systems, I've picked Teachable mainly for its robustness, ease of use, simplicity, and the fast tactile way of the way that I work. It's able to suit my needs. Like I really don't have to go to do multiple things. I know exactly where to go and what to get done. And the most important is the user experience of the students. So I'm able to look and reply back to the comments of the students. And I've never had even a single complaint of any student saying that the videos are not playing or whatever. The video streaming is at a top-notch level, and the security is also at a top-notch level, and the customer support is great. So considering all of these features, if you're somebody who is keen on trying and testing out this particular platform, go and test drive it. You can use my affiliate link to go and jump in. It's on sidz.co/teachable, TEACHABLE. So sids.co/teachable is a place where you can go and test drive this platform. Set up a free account. They have a trial account. And then you can start playing around with the systems, load your courses, and see how it is. And if you are really serious about building a super, super profitable business without any office or employees, by including courses, coaching, and consulting, applying my model called the Freedom Business Model, I would highly recommend that you go to sids.co/formula and learn my formula on how I was able to go from the scratch to over $1 million in sales, selling my own courses, which is all sitting on Teachable, implementing a particular method. Okay, it's called the Digital Ecosystem Model. So what I would like you to go and do right now is go to sids.co/formula. Watch that formula. It's just a 45 minutes video, and jump in on board. Get into my course, and I'll be more than happy to help you succeed on this game of the knowledge business. The e-learning industry is going to become a $325 billion industry by the year 2025, and it's going to grow because everything is moving online. Schools and colleges are moving online. Academies are moving online. There are so many platforms. There are so many institutions and educationists or coaches, trainers, specialists, experts are all moving online, and there's no better time than in the history of the world than right now. So go to sids.co/formula, watch my 45-minute training, get into my course, The Freedom Business Model, and get started on this journey of freedom. All the best.